A comedy advice podcast.
An advice podcast for Stefan
and friends
to make exaggerated statements not meant to be taken literally.
What was that, Stefan?
Comedy advice podcast.
Feeling really comfortable.
How's
now.
That chair? You feel
this is great. Yeah, it's super ergonomic. My lumbar is completely supported. Jeez.
It's amazing.
So how it goes is we'll talk a little bit about you, the special guest, and then we'll give some advice. We can give some comedy advice, but then we'll give some advice from questions that fans have sent in. And these are questions from Reddit. These are questions from Yahoo Answers, the barnacles of the internet.
Oh,
so they're very
God.
Silly questions.
Yay.
We can give very silly advice, and yeah. Just fun will ensue.
Still, I hope my future wife is watching because you need to make me feel as good as Stefan does. It's Stefan, right?
Stefan, yes,
right?
It's Stefan. Stefan.
All right, make sure that I already feel amazing. Oof. All right. Let's get it.
I'm glad you feel good, man. On a comedy advice podcast. I'm your host, Stefan Satani. Joining me today, Anthony A.
What up from South Valley of Albuquerque, New Mexico, a.k.a. Young Grammar Error, a.k.a. Lil Spoon, a.k.a. Lil Hat, a.k.a. Economy Parking. What's good?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to edit out the full shot to just be of you because my mouth is wide open hearing that. That's the train, man. But that's why you're part of the host of the Dana Cortez Show, or one of the co-hosts. Nice. And you're also a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
This is... And anything else? Do you...
Mm.
Not that that's not enough. I don't want to denigrate
all of that. Son and brother. How about that?
Son and brother. There loving son and brother,
loving
or just
son and
son
brother.
Brother?
Loving son and brother.
Nice. I love it.
That's sometimes, though, God. Sometimes you got siblings. You know what I mean?
Well, I have to say, I first heard about you from, I think on Instagram, I found you from Reese Muniz. And then I was seeing his stories, and I saw that you guys were going to perform together. And then I saw you were on the radio. I was like, who is this dude? And then I went to Sidney Smith's show. Shout out to Sidney Smith. Amazing
Damn,
man.
Dude.
And you were on there, and I was aghast. I was blown away from your stand-up, which... I don't want to say I wasn't expecting to be blown away.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, here's the thing. You just got to set that bar low at any point you can. And when people are like, I wasn't expecting much, it's easy. Whoop, whoop.
Dude, I think it's because I was expecting, I don't know, for some reason I think, oh, you can't do two things well. And so I was seeing that you were awesome at your radio show because I started listening
to the
Dana Cortez Show, which... First off, we'll talk about that in a little.
Okay.
And we're sitting here.
We're sitting here where we do the live stream of the Dana Cortez Show.
Amazing. Amazing. I feel like I'm in Disneyland, by the way, dude. Folks, I got an inside tour of the radio station. I got to say hello to some of the best acts of the radio show.
Yeah, shout out to the Power 98.3 gang, Complex, Chris Oquedo, Jesus, everybody like that. And this is going to sound a little patronizing if you want, but I just think Phoenix is such a beautiful town for like entertainment.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It supports its local entertainment in the valley. I hate to use the word local, but just it like the people who are here, if you give to the city, they'll give back. And it's a fun, I really appreciate this place.
Oh, it seems absolutely amazing.
The building and in the valley. How about that? That's
there
all
you go.
All the way around.
There you go. I got to meet Jesus today, which was really cool. And everyone was so nice, too.
Yeah.
Everyone gave me a nice pound. It sounds like a horrible euphemism. But... and, we had all pounds and smiles. So it was a great, great time. But this is the place where you sit here, Dana and DJ Automatic.
Yes.
And DJ Automatic, Dana Cortez, they are a married couple. You're the single friend.
Yes.
Right now. And you've been, I think if my memory serves me correctly and my math, because I saw on Instagram you hadn't asked me anything and it was 111 weeks ago and you said that you had done radio for 5 years and Dana Cortez show for 4. So by this point it's 6 years.
Damn.
Radio
dude,
and 5.
So good, yeah.
Oh my God. My mom will be so proud. She's a math teacher. A lot was riding on that. So I wanted to ask, because you started out in Albuquerque.
Mm.
How did you start to get into radio, and was that something that you first thought, oh, this is what I want to do, or did you stumble across it serendipitously?
Oh, man. So there's a lot of people that you met in this building are kind of a cause of me getting onto radio. Crisco Kid, who you met too, was the first person to kind of like kick the back door open for me and let me like take my equipment in and kind of interview artists. I was interviewing rap artists. And that's where like me, I'm like, I look at what you're doing and I'm like, oh, that guy reminds me. Like, it's like me. Like,
yeah.
The same way
yeah.
on that one. And So like I was interviewing local DJs, and that's how I linked with DJ Automatic. So I interviewed all the DJs in Albuquerque.
Nice.
Me and my homies that we had a little YouTube channel going. And then we interviewed Crisco, and I kind of made all the rounds there. And Crisco Kid was on doing the afternoons in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, come on up. I'll let you in. Film my interview for me, and then I'll let you interview Yellow Wolf.
Oh.
And that was like the first time I interviewed a national artist.
Wow.
So Crisco kind of saw everything I was doing, and Crisco connected me with DJ Automatic again. And then Automatic kind of like, radio's crazy the way it happens. This is like over like a 3-year span too. So like radio's kind of wild the way it happens. Like every 2 years, there's like shakeups and stuff. And I've seen people get hired for no reason. I've seen people get fired for no reason.
It's gnarly, bro. Man.
But there was like that kind of time. And I was still doing my YouTube thing. I was interning for the Source magazine.
I wanted to ask about the YouTube thing. What was it like getting into interviews with local artists and rappers? Did you feel like, oh, I have no idea what to ask at first? Or did you just kind of, you were interested in it?
And... Yeah, hip-hop had always been my passion.
Nice.
So ever since I saw Sway as a kid, I was a little kid, I've never seen Sway.
Yeah.
Sway Callahan interview 50 Cent about the Get Rich or Die Tryin' album. And then it kind of like further expanded the album for me. Like, I understood it more, and I was like, I understood the power of, like, okay, a good interview can complement an album like that.
Yes.
And then, so I was like, okay, this is something like, when my football dream died, I was like, okay, this is some, like, you know what I'm saying? My football dream died.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't die, but I had 2 concussions, probably.
No way! Concussion Dude. Buddies! Hey. Well, here we can pound. Brain buddies! Yeah. Bruce Brain buddies!
CTE bros!
Oh, but you got yours from football.
Yeah.
I rolled off the bed one time. And then another time, it was freshman year of college, and I drank way too much.
Oh, man. Yeah. Nah, so
but yours are way cooler. So
I got done. I was like, broadcast is kind of what I wanted to get into. And that's how I got into like all the YouTube stuff. And I knew I kind of wanted to be like the center of entertainment somehow as growing up. My mom was a big dancer. She was really good at dancing. My brother's really good at dancing, had a lot of rhythm.
What type of dance?
All types of dance. My mom was a trained ballerina.
Whoa!
Dude, yeah.
Whoa!
Dude, she reminds me every day, if it wasn't for me, she would went on to be a principal dancer at the Nutcracker.
Oh my God. Anybody?
Every day she tells me that. Every fucking day. She's like, Anthony, if it wasn't for you, you know where I'd be? She would look at this and be like, good thing you're Stefan's special guest because you're mine. Every day, dude. God. So she was like a really good...
Damn. Did she scold you on her tiptoes?
She scolded me on the electric slide.
Oh, my God.
Electric slide. It's electric. She was really, just really, she was a really good dancer.
Yeah.
So that's my football dreams were crushed. Like, everyone got into, like, parody rap stuff, right? So I had 2 really good friends who were really good rappers. I was like, yo, let's do this rap group thing. Nice. They're like, all right, cool, let's do it. I could never stay on rhythm. Couldn't do rhythm at all. I could not be on rhythm at all. I was just the worst rapper of all time. Rhythmic rap? I was like Blueface before Blueface. I was just a bad rapper, so didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
that's why
I
stumbled into spoken word poetry.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Spoken word poetry a little bit. Nice. That was like maybe like 6 months, and I was like, okay, this is a little too much for me. A little too much emotion. You ever been in the poetry jam, dog?
I've never done
I don't it. Have a joke for it or nothing like that, but poetry jams, if you've ever been to one, it's interesting, bro. So I did it for a little bit, and shout out to all my poets. I come from Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is the land of amazing poets. So shout out to all my poets.
That's right. Enchantment and poets. It's on the license plate. It's on the bottom. Fine print. Fine print.
Yeah, so I couldn't do this, and then I was like, all right, what about comedy? And I kind of always had an itch for it. And when I linked with the homies who were doing the, they had a like a little YouTube. They were shooting local music videos, and they're like, "We need somebody to do interviews for us." So that's how I kind of got with them, and I would just go around with them and interview everybody.
Oh.
And my theory the whole time was we didn't have a comedy club in Albuquerque, so there was no way to get people excited about a comedy show.
Oh man,
there was nobody understood like you're gonna do what you're gonna do what we see on TV.
Yeah,
that don't make no sense. And like nobody understood like, shout out to all the comics doing it.
Yeah.
Over there too, because there's amazing talented comics, but it's not a comedy city like that. They don't have a comedy club.
Right.
And
right.
So I was like, the only way to get people excited is if they see you next to rappers. So like my long term plan was like if enough people saw me make rappers laugh.
Oh my God.
Then eventually they'd be like, okay, well he's doing this. And it worked so far.
That's amazing. So, wait, so was it you were hanging around rappers making them laugh, or were you an opening act for rappers?
No, I was interviewing them. No, I was interviewing them, and in them I would kind of just get some kicks and get some things like that too. and just like kind of do that. But it was also like, I'm not even gonna lie, like Instagram kind of came around.
Uh huh.
So just people seeing the photos and the affiliation were like, okay, this dude's doing something.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. The long-term plan was always kind of get people excited for the comedy shows and to make hip hop my day job. And so now that I'm here in Phoenix, that's kind of what we get to like, is we get to live. I get to live.
Oh, so, that's super cool.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I was doing the YouTube stuff. Then Automatic knew, and Automatic's, he's like, hey, Dana's co-host is going to leave. They want you to fill in for a couple of weeks and see how you do.
Damn.
Went up there, and then I turned into like a call one day. It's like, yo, you want your own night show? And I had told you before we started filming, I went to school in New Jersey for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get back to New Jersey, and I was just going to go the New York route and be like, okay, like you bounce around every comedy little club, and you work that route. I had some friends. I have a friend, Mikey Mays, out there doing it now.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And he actually opens up and features for Nico, a comedian by the name of Nico White.
Okay. And
They work all the way up there. So they're doing it. And I was going to go kind of chase that little thing. And I got some friends up there from school.
Yeah.
But then that call came and they're like, do you want your own radio show in Albuquerque? And I was like, I think radio people go to comedy shows. Like people who listen to radio go to comedy shows.
Yeah.
And so I just put versus like people on the internet. It's kind of hard to make them go to like Instagram girls and stuff.
Yeah,
that's hard. It's hard, bro. Unless they get free shit, you know, like they don't really want to be pulling up.
Yeah, or you promise you're gonna show your titties.
Something, I mean, yeah. So
it's tough.
Dog. So, I kind of worked for me like that, and Albuquerque, like it was radio's been such a great tool and a great platform.
Yeah,
and so I ended up doing that for about 6 months, and then Dana's co-host at the time, it was kind of crazy. He came back and then he left again. Shout out to him, Candyman. He taught me a lot. I know, so he's super dope. But when he left again, then they linked us up. They put me down there. And at the time, I'm working for a marketing agency and doing my comedy stuff. And radio's kind of just like a thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm just coming in a couple nights and like doing my show, but then leaving. Like, it's not a thing. I didn't think it was really serious.
Yeah.
Then I moved to San Antonio, and that's when it became I became a full-time producer, morning show producer, doing all that stuff in like a matter of like a week. I didn't really even know what I was doing. The only thing I knew was that I didn't have no family there. I didn't have nobody there. The only thing I did know is that they had a comedy club.
Wow.
So
This was in Houston or Albuquerque?
From Albuquerque. I went from Albuquerque to San Antonio.
San Antonio, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Now, Dana was originally from Big Spring, Texas, but she went from there to Houston, her and Automate in Houston, and then they went, that's their own story.
Okay.
They went in Houston, and then they went back to Albuquerque, and that's when I met them in Albuquerque. I'm from Albuquerque, so so I went from Albuquerque to San Antonio, and I was in San Antonio for about 3 years.
Yeah. What do you think about San Antonio?
I love San Antonio.
Yeah.
Like Tony Parker, it's my second home. Always will be.
Damn.
Like I'm always gonna kind of be there. I love that city, and I love the comedy scene there. Like the Texas comics are working. Like the Texas comics are working. You gotta work, and you gotta have a lot of bar shows.
Uh-huh.
In San Antonio, we ran this open mic at Jokester 22, which is an amazing comedy club. If you're ever near San Antonio, I suggest you just reach out to people at Jokester's.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, it's a little box theater.
Damn.
And you're on the side of the South Alamo. Have you ever been to San Antonio?
No.
So it's on the side of South Alamo. It's right by downtown. So you're dealing with like tourists and stuff walking by. You're
Dang.
Dealing with like people on the streets, and you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it was like the owner, Marsha, she just started it. So, you know, all that stuff. Like sometimes the mic going out, sometimes you're yelling, sometimes you're this, sometimes you're, and man, the magic that happened in that little box theater, like it was cool. So I don't know.
Wow.
I felt like I was able to like kind of level up being there too and learn how to like, you know what I learned in San Antonio is how to bomb peacefully. Hey, like, that's what I learned how to do in San Antonio is like eat a dick. That's what I learned how to do.
That's kind of the spirit of it, right? Yeah. Like remember the Alamo. Yeah. Like remember the times that I bombed real bad.
No, dude. One time I called my mom and she thought I was gay. She's like, "What are you trying to tell me?" Because you know the term kind of eat a dick, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So. I had planned a show at Jokester 22, and I was like, I was doing these monthly shows. First two, boom, hot. Like, got me a little buzz in Texas. Like,
Damn.
The homies hearing about it, like, hey, man, like, you know, I'm getting other comics from other cities reaching out.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, this is happening. So the owner's like, all right, well, let's throw two more dates on the board. And I'm like, all right, November 17th, boom. And I'm like, boom, give me the Christmas date back. Give me that. And then planning it, super hype. I go ahead and like the first two shows kill, so I'm like, this is an easy layup. My friend's like, all right, my mom's, she's gonna bring her food truck outside. So I'm like, all right, sick. There's already people, it's gonna be packed. I'm gonna bring comics from out of town. It's gonna cost a little bit more, but we already crushed the first two shows, right? What can go wrong? Wake up the next morning after I put the deposit down on the two comics.
Yeah.
Travis Scott announces Astroworld November 17th in Houston.
Oh, no.
And like, no. Right? And so like, I work in radio. So like, it was like a matter of like, people like didn't even want to hear me talk if I didn't say Astroworld. Like, they're just, you got Astroworld tickets? Nope. All right. Well, have fun with your little comedy show. So like none of my, I couldn't even get my, I knew it was going to be bad because like I could not even get my friends excited about it.
Dude, oh so, my God, that sucks.
So I couldn't even get my friends excited about it. And my homegirl, her mom had set up the food truck and she was like, my mom's so excited because she knows she's seen the pictures from your last show.
Yeah.
And she's ready for all the people. And I'm just like, fuck.
Oh.
Next thing I know, I just remember that morning it starts raining a little bit. Oh my God. Damn, it raining like, and then like San Antonio rain is not like Phoenix rain, like it's all day type of stuff.
Or, like, oh yeah, or like Jersey rain.
Jersey rain, yeah. It's like that.
A little less polluted, but yeah.
Dude, so
sorry.
That's funny. Oh yeah, a little less polluted, but you know, the homies pull up, and I mean, I got a friend from out of town who bought like 4 or 5 tickets. I felt bad for him because now it's like him and like 8 other people.
Damn.
So, you know, the place we packed it out to, we overflowed at 100 once. Like, we've done 100 people in there sometimes. This night, there was like maybe 12.
Yeah.
When we had to do the start of the curtain. Like, we had to bring in people from like the lady from the food truck. I'm like, you know what? You bring all your plates, come enjoy the show for a little bit. I remember I was like, fuck, like, I just, like, I had, like, both parts of me were stressing, because, like, I was the event planner, and I was the comic about to go first in this room of, like, people looking at me, like, it was just, I'm like, damn, so I was, like, I was stressed, I'm like, but I called my mama real fast.
Oh, man.
I walked back in the dumpster, I remember the little dumpster back there, I was like, Ma, she's like, what's going on? I was like, Ma, I'm about to eat a dick. And she's like, what? And I'm like, she's like, it's gonna fucking suck. And she's like, what's going on? And I was like, nobody's here. And she's like, are you okay? I'm like, Mom, you don't even understand what's happening. And she's like, no, I don't. Are you gay? Like, what are you trying to tell me?
Oh, my God.
And
I
was
God.
Just like, oh, shit. I mean, I'm not, nobody's here at my comedy show. And she was like, oh, okay, I get you now. Man.
She was like, I was thinking it was weird you would call me right before you're about to consume a dick, but.
She was just like, well, you just go take that.
And she, eat that dick,
eat
son.
Eat that dick, son.
Oh, my God.
And she gave me, like, a good words of encouragement. And then we came back, and I went up, got to my thing, got pretty drunk. And forever shout out, if he's in town, or I'll connect you with them too. Midnight Castillo out of Dallas.
Okay.
And then Javi Luna out of Corpus Christi, Texas.
Nice.
They usually feature for Chingo Bling and tour with him. And they absolutely, like, Midnight pulled me to the side. He could see my face. And he's like, bro, the vibe of the room is on you. And it, no matter if it's 500 people or 5 people, we'll just give them a show right now. They're here to pay. And he was like, he actually sold like the other tickets. He's like, my people are here to see me. Let's rock.
Yeah.
And man, I'll tell you, like, by the time I got up, I just remember I left and I was like, that sucks so bad. And like 20 minutes later, just snapping in there, dude. snapping. Midnight is Javi and them were killing.
Oh,
and then by the end of the show, we ended up having about 30 people, which is enough in that place to definitely catch a vibe and stuff. But yeah, man, that was like, for me, that was like, oh shit, that was the worst. Cause I bombed, like, and I didn't do good jokes. I was like not up there telling jokes. I was like stressing and shit.
Oh yeah.
It was not mentally a good one. Yeah. So I got through that and that really prepped me for a lot. But,
I just wanted to interject one sec and just say, I know you mentioned how doing interviews, it really just adds another dimension to people that you like 50 Cent or whomever. I think this is really cool understanding the third dimension of Anthony A. I feel like it's so nice to also just trade war stories or have other people that might be comics that are listening that are like, I've eaten plenty of dick. And it's nice to hear that someone else who's so good has also consumed one. And it is... It's not easy. And you also mentioned you're not just a comedian, but you're like the producer, you're like the coordinator, you're selling tickets, you're getting the different comics up and putting deposits down for them and organizing everything. And it's just like, it seems like you as a person, whatever you've done from comedy the radio show, whatever, you've just been able to pick these things up and been able to learn as you go. Which is,
I appreciate that. That's a nice way to put it.
You're making a face like, no, I don't. Sorry, no, if I got it wrong. Am I eating a dick right now?
No, that's amazing. And it's, I get how it can look like that for sure. To a certain point, I guess it is. Like, I think the only thing that, like, I think I come from a city, like, and a little bit of that is like the Albuquerque in me. For sure, like, yeah. Of just, like, we're going to get it done, like, I hate to say, like, Chicano way or whatever, but, like, because it's not a racial thing at all, but to me, that's what it kind of, like, it's just by any means necessary, like, you know, like, I worked at a pizza parlor, and the owner, one, bailed me out of jail, cool as fuck, right?
Yeah,
two,
nice.
Like, I seen him literally, like, cutting checks, and then at the same time, rolling up his sleeves and washing dishes, and literally telling me, like, I can't own this place and not be able to do everything front to back.
Yeah.
And... Like as a comic, I've kind of learned, like, okay, you can't do everything by yourself, and now I got some homies in play and we're growing.
Yeah.
But I try to take that approach to everything, and just that's how you got to kind of get it done, because, like, you'd be surprised how much of just, like, the little things, like, the little, just, like, hanging out around. And, well, you know, you've landed some big fish on your interviews.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of, like, just bugging them or just a little bit extra, just a little bit more, just like, like, I just tell people I just kind of never left. Like, I'll just hang out. I would literally hang out, like, I hung out with Big Sean to get an interview with him till 4 a.m.
Damn.
And, like, it wasn't anything great, but that's the interview that the source ended up seeing. And they're like, okay, cool, we'll rock with, like, obviously you do it. I was like, damn, I just didn't do anything but, like, stay there a little bit longer. Like, that's kind of just like, and I don't know, I'm also, like, a really stubborn person to make sure that, like, I'm going to, by any means, if I want this, like, we're going to get it. So
I'm a very similar, and I kind of grew up, so I come from an Italian-American family, and my grandparents, like, they...
Dude, Italian Thanksgivings are crazy.
Dude, insane.
Italian Thanksgivings, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, no, it's true. Don't even get me started on, like, gabagool, but... No, but my grandpa, I mean, he didn't even finish... elementary school, and he ended up getting into real estate, and he bought a dairy farm, and he milked the cows every morning.
Yeah,
and he would just do everything. Wow. And then my wife too, she came from Brazil, and she learned another language, which is amazing. And then now she's in the workforce and she's doing stuff, and she just does everything herself. And I grew up around these amazing people where I felt like, okay, I can do, if I am waiting for something to get done, what's stopping me from doing the rest of the things to be able to get it done? Because it's just me complaining or me doing. And then it's cool to see other people like that and see how much you've accomplished by being able to just get out there and do. And if you guys, where's the camera? Do it. Just do it. Nike's logo is famous for a reason. Swoosh, do it. That's the check mark being like, I did it. So I'm sorry.
I was going complete Shia LaBeouf with it. Just do it.
I love that. This is amazing with, like, no mics. I feel like I can walk around and shit. Oh God, I got so excited. But anyway, you just did it, and you grew up that way. And
also, like, too, for me, like, the I draw a lot of parallels with sports, because it's kind of the sports that kind of saved me. And, like, football, like, the football team I played on, we only had, like, a certain amount of, you had to play both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Offense and defense.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of taught my brain to kind of, like, be able to switch, like, a lot of, like, I'm
gonna
do everything.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's kind of with that. But, because it definitely wasn't in school. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. Same. School, I was not, it wasn't there. But, God. Anyway, I was going to ask about, because you've been, you know, another thing I wanted to ask about is I love the radio names that all the people you've mentioned have, like, Crisco Kid. Mm-hmm. Is it because he's slick that he's called Crisco?
Man, so Crisco, well, yeah, he's slick too. Don't get it twisted.
Okay.
Yeah, but
okay.
Crisco Kid, he used to have this wild-ass hair that, like, it would just be, like, slick and shit like that. Like,
okay.
Yeah, so that's what that was. I mean, you know, Crisco Kid, yeah, that's a radio legend in himself right there. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, that's where that name comes from.
And then Candyman, DJ Automatic, which I guess DJ name as well. But
yeah, no, I hate it too, because, like, when I have to put all my DJ friends, like, on a guest list, dog, like, it's like DJ Yellow Wave, it's DJ Automatic, Crisco Kid, Complex. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this Complex? Yeah, so yeah, whenever I got to do that, that's a little annoying. But yeah, DJs and their names.
I was going to ask about Anthony A, because it's a little, it's just shortened.
Yeah.
Beautiful alliteration, Anthony A. Was that bestowed upon you, or were you like, today, I'm Anthony A?
So, okay, so I was telling you, like, my mom, like, didn't, like, she remind me that she didn't plan me.
Yeah.
So, like amongst that, like they named me, like the name they picked for me also belonged to a, do not cut this out by itself. It's going to look weird. But my name, I shared my name. I don't know how to properly say this, but I shared my name with a registered sex offender.
Oh.
Right?
Oh,
right?
Got it.
Right?
Got
it. And like, I didn't really know that until I got on Google one day and I was like, let me Google myself. I was like, Anthony Almanzar. Ooh, that's not me. And so that was like one ding on it, right? And
then
so I was like, Anthony A. And I kind of just rocked with that for comedy.
Yeah.
I got to radio and they could call me Anthony. Anthony, was it Anthony the Duke A? Or Anthony A the Duke. And then I was like, that's still a little too long.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just let my full name rock. Anthony Almanzar. That's nice. That's pretty sexy.
Dude, chic as fuck, man.
Dude, right? And then there's a girl by the name of Belisa Almanzar. Do you know who that is?
No.
Cardi B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
So, wow.
Yeah, dude. So Cardi B, Anthony A, I don't know if it's a thing, but yeah. But, yeah. So I don't know. I just like Anthony A. No, that's something I just rocked with, and it just kind of flowed, and it's just,
yeah.
It's like me, but not me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Because my friends back home, they call me Aunt or Aunts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Aunt. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
But, yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't bestowed. They tried to give me the Duke, and that was cool. And I thought about it for a little bit, and then they wanted to, for a little while, call me the kid. And shout out to Larry who came up with that one, but I was like, nah, because you ain't gonna be a kid forever. We can't do that. But shout out to Billy the Kid.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
Bow.
I've been looking for, I want a radio name eventually. I don't know if I'll ever do radio, but I feel like I need, maybe for the podcast even.
Dude, you just need to get some AKAs. Let's get those flowing.
Stefan Sitani, AKA Long-Haired Luke. No, AKA.
Let's go.
Chestnut Locks. I don't know.
Let's go. I love Long-Haired Luke as well. Long-haired Luke.
I feel more like a Luke than I do a Stefan. I don't feel sophisticated enough. If I was wearing a polo, perhaps, and I read War and Peace, then I could say that I'm Stefan. If I traveled the Côte d'Azur, I feel like I could be Stefan. But I'm more like a long-haired Luke.
Yeah, yeah. Flex that vocab, Luke.
Oh, man. Yeah. A Stefan doesn't drink White Claws. That's a Luke thing. So, I don't know. But anyway, I was going to ask, how has it been, by the way, doing radio during quarantine, during COVID? Has anything really changed, or has it been, I'm sure, interviews with people?
We're not like out. Like, there's no more concerts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
so that's like a big
live
gathering, which is like for me for a long time, like that's really kind of what, just overall, I was really in the business of, in between, regardless if it's like comedy or radio.
Yeah.
I used to throw up some pretty fun parties too. Not just like comedy shows, like just parties.
Yeah.
And so like that was a big thing that I like made a lot of income on too. And so like just the whole live entertainment field being completely like cut.
Dude.
Was like probably the biggest thing. I think like when it comes to like me and the Dana Cortez show team, like we the first year into our syndication, we basically kind of just like, for better or worse, almost didn't really have too many callers.
Mm-hmm.
So we were never really dependent on calls. So we were really dependent on being able to create content within ourselves.
Yep.
And so when everything kind of went down, it was easy for us. We really like, in regards to like producing content and be ready for it, there really was no kind of change, really.
Nice.
It allowed us more time to not have to worry about going out to just be like, okay, we got the live stream up and popping and we got everything rolling like that. So just the removal of live events kind of took a leg out. Let's rearrange how we're going to just kind of like think about this whole game plan and attack and everything too.
I see. And also you guys start, is it 5 to 11 your guys' show?
Yeah, now we're going 5 to 11 during the pandemic hours, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was, and I'll ask about stand-up too, because the show that you performed at was like, I think it ended at 10 or something like that. So
yeah.
You can't get your 8 hours of sleep in there. You get like two REM cycles max. Yeah.
I can't remember last time I got 8 hours of sleep.
Dude, yeah. Same. It's been a rough 25 years. But it's got to be tough. And I actually, oh my God, I remember when I was living in Jersey and I would work in New York City. So
where do you live in Jersey? Elizabeth?
I lived in Elizabeth, okay. And then I worked in Manhattan. So I'd take the train. And I remember I'd get up at around 4:50.
Trying to hustle the path.
To work. Oh, my God, dude. Oh.
I would take the path out of Newark all the time.
And you know what? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That was a nightmare, man. An absolute nightmare. And so, then they were like, anyway, I was just going to say, so I would like wake up at 4:30, 4:50, go to the gym, get back, wash up, get ready to take the train with wife. Then I'd go, and then I'd get back around 6. We'd go to bed at around 11:30, 12.
Oh, yeah. So that's that East Coast living.
Yeah. And I was talking with my wife about it today, and I was like, yeah, I was doing just fine, grinding off 4 hours of sleep. She was like, you were falling asleep onto your plate of spaghetti. You were not fine. We would have friends over, and I would just, I'd be like, I'm going to sit on the couch real quick, and then I'd be passed out. So I was going to ask for you, like, how are you able to be able to balance a 5 a.m. start with, because you're getting up way before that.
Man, you know what, dude? Low key, I've been on is like, not really, I don't really drink too much.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I drink. I ain't, don't get it twisted, but I definitely.
He drinks, guys. I drink. Don't worry.
Don't do that to me. Don't be like, don't click it next. Don't be like, all right, next show. He's one of those people. Nah, we already off that. Nah.
Promo. I don't really drink. Anthony A, coming up.
But, yeah, I kind of cut a little bit back on that. And,
yeah.
I think, man, for me, like, I guess I just have to be real because I have to be. I had like a lot of sleep issues.
Yeah.
So I was almost working for where I early on, like even when I was in high school, like would have to I take different sleep medications.
Yeah, yeah.
Either they were like too much or like not enough, or they just didn't do anything for me. And so for me, like a way to combat the sleep was just kind of working until I was dead ass tired. Like when I was doing like the interview stuff and like comedy was kind of just like a passion. Mm-hmm. I would like email like 10 record label reps every single day, and just like work until I got tired, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of how it was for me. I was not on the other side of like a person who was like constantly tired or that. I was kind of like I had trouble sleeping. I had trouble sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's so funny, man.
So yeah, I would kind of do that. But now, like after like I've been doing it for like close to it started like right when I was like like 9 years. I think of like my overall scope of everything.
Yeah.
It's like starting comedy, starting interviews, and like now it's like balancing and like sleeping right and like naps. When I made this change of morning radio,
yeah,
it's all about naps, dog. I nap.
It's all about naps.
I nap.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a napper. Are you a napper or not?
I was, yeah, no. Until like the last 2 weeks. My wife and I, we've been working from home.
Okay.
So we'll do lunchtime, nap, get a quick REM in, and then get up and we're
now,
powering
through.
What
constitutes a nap to you time-wise?
Oh, oh my God. So the research that I've done indicates there are very specific time intervals in which you can grab a REM cycle from a nap.
Yeah.
It's like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I thought it was like 20, 30. You can kind of just...
Yeah, something like that. But it's like if you do more than 2 hours, you might as well
just go to bed.
Exactly. Because the slumber just pulls you in so deep. And when you wake up, you're just like, oh, God, I'm so tired. What the hell? I hate those. Those are the worst naps. So, like, 20 to 30 minutes is good.
I hate napping, like, at 4:30 p.m. Because you wake up, like, at 6 or, like, you wake up, like, at 5:30. It's a little bit dark and shit.
Yeah.
And then you wake up because it also looks like 5:20 a.m. I hate that shit, Jack.
That is so funny because I don't know how old you are, but you look fresh. Mm-hmm. You have no bad. I look way worse than
you.
And I'm like 21 years old. No, I'm not. Longhaired Luke with his lies. But you look great. You're doing all the great things. I was going to ask, we're going to get into the advice.
Okay.
But where can people find you? What have you got going on? What would you like to plug?
Oh, man. Dude, first of all, if Sally Mae's watching, I'm going to get back to you. Right. Pandemic's been hurting us. Joe gave it till October, so stop calling me.
That's okay? Right.
All right, AnthonyA400 on Instagram is probably the easiest and quickest way to get a hold of me. Anthony Almanzar on Facebook, still accepting friends. Why not? TikTok, Anthony A. Dana Cortez Show is the biggest platform I'm on. And shout out to the gang, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic. And nice. Yeah, just be listening on your radio. If you like in the southwest part of the United States of America, or up I-25, up I-10, you can probably hear us on your favorite hip-hop station. So, shout out to everybody. And, Anthony A400, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. Find me.
And your Instagram is just chock full of good entertainment, comedy, and overall facts. You've gotten your phone stolen by many people, including like Brad Williams, Chingo Bling, Baby Bash. I love that. Yep, stole Anthony A's phone. He was looking at porn. Love
that's
that.
Funny.
Beautiful.
Man, yeah.
All right, we're going to get into the advice portion of the podcast. And so before we get into the questions, I like to ask my guests, and I like to center us with an inspirational quote so we can feel jazzed and be able to answer these questions with the clearest and most inspired mind. So do you have any, Anthony A, do you have any inspirational quotes that you cling to in the dark days when you need a nap or... You need to just get something done.
About two.
Oh!
About two.
We'll only accept one. Oh, no, I'm kidding. Okay, we'll accept two. We've got diapers.
Well, if it's only one, it's going to be this one. Condoms, always cheaper than diapers.
I think that was Gandhi, right? And he wore diapers!
That's an original Anthony A. Gandhi, you stole my shit. Anyway, I got my thoughts on Gandhi, because they said that dude anyway. No, but the second one is be confident enough to lead and humble enough to serve.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got
is that an Anthony A one too?
Nah, I heard it from my homies, Jamal Green and in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and then he I think heard it from I knew him association, but his name's Humble. And he's a sports agent he went to school in New Mexico for a little bit, and he was a very big hip hop basically a version of P. Diddy at the time. But he ended up going on to manage like Arian Foster and like a lot of big NFL players now too, but that was always kind of a thing I think I learned from, or at least somebody in that clique told me them words, and that kind of just like stuck. Like, you know, be confident enough to lead and humble enough to do whatever you got to do. Serve. Like, let's get the job done.
I love that.
You know, you got to be ready. I think that encompasses like, all right, sometimes you're going to step up and make that call, or sometimes you're going to be like, okay, and roll with it and let's get it done. So confident enough to lead, humble enough to serve.
I love that. I love that, how that ties back into what we were talking about too, being those people that did things, and you did mention it a little bit too, where it's like
you'd be like, eat dick.
Yeah, you just gotta
eat the
chomp
dick.
On that dick. Yeah. Oh man, my mom's gonna be proud of this episode.
Dude, my mom's always like, get more dick jokes. Dude, Doris loves dick jokes.
My parents are devout Catholics, and I don't think I've ever said the word dick in front of you. Until now, long-haired Luke coming at you with the dick jokes.
It's long-haired Luke.
It's Luke. Not Stefan. It's long-haired Luke. It just brings the demons out. So those are the great quotes. I've actually got an inspirational quote here. It's not by any person. It's by a robot. The robot's name is InspiRobot. Okay. And so what it does is it uses AI to generate some of the most inspirational quotes known to man, and it just makes its own.
Okay.
So what it does... So, we're going to try. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it misses, but I'll read this one and we'll try and see if it makes any sense. This week, InspireBot says, tickling each other includes tickling ourselves.
I believe tickling each other is tickling ourselves, because I think that is like a way of saying like, you know, you receive what you put out. Is that the thing? Like,
it's like tickle karma.
Yeah. I think so, right? Like, I mean, because it's not like overly tickled. Like, I mean, what is tickled? What do you think about that?
I think tickling each other includes tickling ourselves. I mean, maybe metaphorically, if you're, I'm tickled by this situation. I mean, I'm tickled to be here in the radio station. I hope I'm tickling you a little bit.
Yeah, see? Well, you tickle yourself. It tickles me. Inside. It tickles me, dude.
That's the promo. Amazing. Okay, so I think now that we're nice and inspired, we can go on into the questions. Now, this one's found by our fan Liz. Thank you, Liz. And she found it on Reddit. It says, I don't know how to admire beautiful things, such as a beautiful song, a work of art, the sky. I feel like just absorbing the beauty is not enough. I feel the need to do something about the source of beauty. It sparks something untamable within me. But what to do about that? I feel lost. Damn. Damn, man. So what's the last beautiful thing that you, Anthony A., have witnessed? Maybe a sky, a portrait, a song, a girl, an Instagram model.
You know what? You're my real homie, so I'm going to have to keep it. Every part of me wants to go for a joke, but I'm going to have to keep it really real with you.
Please.
Really, really honest. I hugged my niece for the first time in a long time.
Oh, the heartstrings. Yeah. Oh, long-haired Luke is gone. Now it's Stefan is back.
Yeah, or something. I got to reconnect with my niece for a while, and that was, that was everything.
Oh.
I was like, that was it, dog.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah, that was I was like, all right, this is cool. This is good. And she was so jazzed. Like, it came on, like, a time when I was, like, kind of, like, because, like, doing what, you know, you've put a lot of time into, like, you know, getting these interviews up and doing it, but it takes time, and you're just away from people, you know? So you kind of wonder, like, okay, is this working or is it nothing? So she was like, I heard you on the radio, da-da-da-da-da. And she was, like, so charged. So I was like, all right, like, that was the most beautiful thing I've experienced in a while, too. And she's, like, growing up to be, like, a smart young woman, so that's cool. So, yeah, that's what that is for me.
Oh, my God. It hit me right in the heartstrings, because I haven't hugged my parents in so long. But I was able to, my dad, I went on a fishing trip with my dad.
Oh, okay.
And it was a couple months ago. And I had always wanted to do it before he died. He's still alive, thank God. And I don't think he's going to die. But it's one of those things, man, where you think about it and it makes you feel so good thinking about
it
that you never do it. And I remember I was getting a new job and I had 3 weeks off. And then my wife, it was because of my, thank you, wife. Love you, Bianca. Eu te amo muito. She told me, she's like, why don't you go do that fucking thing that you said you would do like 5 years ago with your dad? A little nicer than that. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should. So I ended up doing it and I got to sit on the boat with my dad, catch zero fish.
Boom.
But we.
Best part of the story.
But we had our banter, and we got to talk. There was a hug almost, and so it was a good time.
It
was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Hell yeah. I forgot what that girl was even talking about, so she can't appreciate shit like that.
Yeah. I
don't. Some of this Reddit can't appreciate things because you're on Reddit the whole damn time.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, who gives a shit about a sky that much? Think about people that are close. It's people.
There you go. I think she needs to find what makes her happy inside, and that could be even. You could start at the most shallow thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if it's the most. Hopefully, it's not a vice. Hopefully, it's not a crazy thing that makes you geeked. But,
right.
Like, if you could find something that's, like, positively impacting your life, and that makes you want to, like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
Build from that and go from there.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Love it. Love it. All right, we're going to move on to our next segment, which is called Positive Spin.
Mm.
And so what this is, have you ever had a bad thing happen to you and you think, oh, man, this sucks. Well, I hate this. Now I'm never going to be able to do what I wanted. That's bad. And we want to be able to train ourselves to think of the positives so that when something bad happens, we can train our mind to think, oh, this isn't so bad. I can do this. I can do that. So I have some scenarios here for you, Anthony. And we're going to try and think of the positives for you. Okay. This first scenario, you end up, I don't know if you're driving, I don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
You end up in a freak accident and you break both of your hands.
Okay.
You can't use them. The doctor says, I don't know what you did, Anthony A. Your hands are immobile. You can't use, yes, there you go, acting out the part. You can't move them for a year.
Okay.
So, positives. What's going to happen? What can you do? Where can you find the beauty in life?
I can't accidentally point at somebody. I mean, that's like a lot. I guess you can. Maybe you can. You're like, that motherfucker over there.
Yeah. But they're not going to do anything about it because they're like, oh, yeah, I saw the way he pointed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. Can't mess with him. No.
I think you would have to discover new ways of masturbation.
That is very true. So, you're like, going to come up with a product that's making millions.
At first, like, even the thought of that made me get a little depressed. Like, what? But then you're just going to be like, okay, you know what? We'll work through this shit. We'll figure out a way. Get it done.
Guys always figure out a way. There's no way that you're going to be celibate for 1 year just because of hands?
Yeah, those hands. Nah, I'm going to figure out a way to do that. So that's like, yo, that's like two off top right there.
That was to be real with you, when I picked this, I was like, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah,
it's like,
how do I do this?
Yeah.
I think it's like enough. My was like pretty soft.
Just lotion them up. Yeah.
There's a reason why the logos aren't showing on today's show.
Amazing. That's what this podcast is here for, to showcase innovation and ingenuity. Beautiful. All right. The next one is, you've got your friend called, says, I'm coming over. You're excited. You're pumped.
Okay.
He's going to come over to your house. Doorbell rings. Answer the door. It's not your friend. Mormons. Or Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
Somebody that wants to talk to you about the good Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Or Buddha. I'm not, I don't want to be specifically pointing at, love you, Mom, Jesus.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay.
Astrology.
Okay.
Are you a big astrology guy? What's your sign?
Capricorn.
Oh, nice.
I'm taking my earth sign.
Nice.
I don't know. Yeah, I think.
I don't know anything about it. Me neither. But sounds cool.
Yeah, these people, like, women.
I've got it tattooed on my chest, but I don't know anything.
Oh, man. so if it's, like, you know, if it is a people of organized religion.
There you go.
I'm going to be like, hey, guys, I ain't got time right now. There's going to be a lot of debauchery going on. But my brother one time was reborn with y'all. So I see y'all. Have a good day.
Oh, what a beautiful. That's why you're the radio host.
I think it was like, I see y'all.
I
y'all carry on. And listen, you guys are around a lot of brown people. Like, you guys have more courage. And I'm gonna be nice to y'all because like I don't know what's gonna happen next door. Hector's dog's out loose right now. Like he ain't got him chained up. So if I was you guys, I'd actually go that way. So y'all be good though. And then go about my way.
So
but good. Yeah, man. And Albuquerque, I grew up with like they would come knock on our door in the South Valley of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Like South Valley is like any south side of any town.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were always like brass, man. Shout out to the Mormons, the dudes on the bikes. You know what I'm saying,
dude? They have been nothing but nice to me.
Yeah.
They come over to my house. Well, when I lived in an apartment in close to Desert Ridge, they would always come over and be like, "Can we take out your trash?" And like, really, you want to do that? And they're like, "Well, we'll talk about Jesus." Like, oh well, maybe not. Maybe next time, rain check. But they've always been nice. Look very Mormon too. So maybe that could be my radio name, Steph the Morm. Mormon in the morning. Oh.
No, we're going somewhere now, dude. We're going somewhere now. We're going straight to Utah.
Oh, God.
Mitt Romney Radio. What up, though? Put us on in Mexico, too.
Mitt Romney Radio.
You know Mitt's cool in Mexico, right?
Like, is he really?
Yeah, he was like part of the Mormon Mexicans. Like the Mexican, you don't know anything about that?
Okay, so on Arrested Development, they talked about something like that, but I didn't know that was based off of real life.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Mormons in Mexico, and Mitt Romney was like down with some of them. But anyway, yeah, shout out to y'all. But yeah, that's how the thing went down.
Amazing. That's not the album thing. Oh, amazing. Oh, God. Well, that was very positive, Anthony A. We're going to go on to our last question.
Okay.
And then it's the end of the show.
Oh, man, Seth.
So this one, we talked a little bit about sleeping. This was from our fan, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. And he found it on Reddit. It says, how do I stop having nightmares? I have nightmares every night. How can I fix this? Do you dream?
I smoke weed, so not really.
Do you dream? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I dream, and it's terrifying.
Really?
It's so... Yeah, but it's not real nightmares, like getting murdered. It's more like forgetting my pants and going to the store. It's that type of nightmare. It's so awkward.
You know what the last nightmare scene that happened to me in the store is, I was a talent complex about this, is I went and I'm not like a big pickle person.
Yeah.
But like I'm craving a pickle. Like you go to like the grocery store and you get like the hosher, like the big ones, like the pickles.
Of course.
And I went and bought my pickle and the dude forgot to pack it. And I was walking out and next thing I know I hear, "Hey sir, I got your pickle." And I'm like, what? This is me by myself, a grown man, and this kid just be like, "Here's a pickle, sir. Here's your solo pickle that you bought, you fucking weirdo." He's just getting everybody.
I bet
the guy bought a fucking one pickle. Look at this. One fucking pickle.
Took a picture of it, put it on Instagram.
This motherfucker bought a pickle.
It's like somebody bought this. One pickle.
I was so embarrassed. I haven't been that embarrassed in a long time. I was like, motherfucker, give me my fucking pickle. That was amazing. A nightmare for me. But so for you, it's like just walking around, no pants on and shit. You look like you got nice thighs, though.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but not in the dreams. Oh, God. I skip leg day in my dreams because it is just very small. And I looked at and my boss is there, and he's like, "Dude, great job on the report yesterday, but not so great on the wardrobe today."
Oh, man.
No pants.
Oh, so, my piece of advice to the homie is put your phone down like at least an hour before you start really going to bed. You know what I'm saying? Really detach from this, like, you know, this shit for what we're on, so don't detach now.
Yeah, don't detach right now.
Right now.
But after
this
one. Remember, Hey Siri, detached. But it's true, man. I feel like whenever I am on my phone or an electronic device, I am wired. Yeah. So I feel like I can't sleep. It's harder to get to sleep. And then after that, I might have nightmares.
I think it just doesn't stop your brain from going.
Yeah.
And I'm also like on this weird like current like little kick of like wondering. Like I think like certain people are meant to have platforms, right? Like I think yourself, like certain people are meant to have everything that we like the ability to say like they're just dot connectors and people who are meant to communicate and like, you know, back in like before, like you just go far back, there's always storytellers, there's always message men, there's always people like that. And I just
bards
think,
and
right? And there's always, you know, and I just feel like now with social media, it's almost to the point to where like I think people are just like colliding with their messages too soon. Like, you know, not everybody, dog. Like, I'm be real. Some of my friends on Facebook and shit, I'm like, yo, Zuck, get this mother... Like, yo, he is too stupid to, like, be communicating with other people from the other side of the country who are also equally as stupid.
Yes.
And now you got two stupid people arguing, and the platform just wants the negativity and the engagement. Yeah. So that's all that we're consuming.
Yeah.
It's a weird... I'm just like, man, this is getting a little interesting. Getting a little interesting to me.
I wonder where it's going to go. Because it is to the point where I have had family members, I've had friends talk about who they've unfriended or getting in arguments. And I'm just sitting there with the popcorn. At first, I was sitting there with the popcorn being like, this is entertaining. Now I'm like, we need to stop this.
Yeah.
Because I see the fires getting close. And I'm like, no, I don't want anything to do with this. And I want a loving society with harmony and peace. And it's just not getting that way.
Dude.
So.
I don't know what's happening, man. I mean, I don't know. I encourage everybody to put the phone down a little bit, especially my mans. I'm not sure that's going to stop your nightmares. Maybe you got some nightmare shit happening. I don't know. Dude, I heard one guy. He was like, you're already married, so you're over that side. But this one guy's like, yeah, I was dating this girl. Next thing you know, her fiance showed up at my door knocking. Like, what's up? I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. Hell no. That's a nightmare right there, bro.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
That was another nightmare of mine. My wife's fiance showed up at the door, and I was like, what the fuck? And I didn't have pants. Even worse. I went to fight him, and he's like, bro, are you going to put on some pants? He was like, you forgot your pickle. And I was like, oh, no, not again.
Long hair Luke, baby.
Long hair Luke.
I like it. Can't come back, dog. Genie's out the bottle, baby.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, we've reached the end of the podcast. So I want Anthony A. Huge thank you to you for sharing this time with me, sharing the studio space, and sharing just love and energy and support and dreams.
Dude, thank you for everything. And thank you all for listening. If you're here listening to it right now, I so much appreciate your attention. At the end of the day, it's a blessing to have anybody's attention. I appreciate your time, Stefan, a.k.a. Longhair Luke. And let it be known, like, you made me, like, oh, I saw you interviewing Felipe Esparza and, like, Mark Norman and stuff, and I'm watching your interviews. I'm like, damn, this dude really doing it. And then you come in here and make me feel just as special. Like, that ain't some shit I ain't ever gonna forget. So,
dude!
Man, shout out to my mans right here. He's the truth, man. He's the truth, man. And what you're doing for the sake of comedy, keep it pushing. You're using it as a tool, and it's like helping. I think it's giving comedians a platform. So if he ever reach out to you and you ain't doing this, you goofy. You stupid.
That's right. Go horse, you're goofy.
Come on. Uh-huh. Come on.
So come on. Yeah, come on my podcast. I can make it Disney themed if you want. Whatever you want to do. I'm horrible at taking compliments, but I really appreciate the kind words, man. And first off, you are as special as those comics. And you are, I swear to God, I don't have like a diamond eye, like little Uzi yet. But I feel like if I had one that could tell the future, it would see you up there. On stage, touring, headlining, and you've got the presence, you've got the jokes. I feel like you're there.
Love, so. I appreciate that, man. We're gonna get there. We're gonna fully get there, and then we're gonna do this again, and then we're gonna do it again, and again, and again, and again.
Yes, yes, amazing. All right, well, thank you, listeners. But love you guys, by the way. You guys make this possible. You're not paying me anything, but you make it possible because my self-esteem goes just a little higher. So thank you guys. Thank you, Anthony. Bye bye.
Wow, what a refreshing episode with the spectacular Anthony A. Wow, what a treat. Go on, follow him, listen to him on the Dana Cortez Show Monday through Friday. And there's a link in the show notes to see him live March 21st, Stand Up Live. Go support him, show him some love, and show me some love because I don't like to feel left out. go follow me on Instagram at A Comedy Advice Podcast. Subscribe, leave a review. Tell your friends. Tell your friends about old Steph. All right? Guys, you are wonderful, and I can't have as good of a day without you. So thank you for all the love. That was a weird way to phrase it, but you guys are amazing. Don't ever forget that. Ever. Love you. Bye.